We'll start with something simple. Who's the fastest player in Stars?
Robbie Driscoll.
The slowest?
That's me.
Is it?
That's me, Ray Ryan.
Very good. Who's the most skillful player in Stars?
Robert Driscoll.
Who's the toughest?
I think, yeah, Gary Kelly Lynch. We call him Tattoo Man. He's got two great big sleeves of tattoos. He certainly has an imposing presence, and I won't be done messing with him anyway.
Have you ever seen the wrong side of him?
Well, yes. No, not personally.
Not personally, but at training, yes. At training, there is a couple of times that fellas have gone to blows with each other, but there's nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You just keep your distance.
Gary's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Who's the best trainer? Who's out of the whole squad? Who leads the way? Like,
geez, that's going to be a very hard one.
There's a big gang of us there. Yeah. I say us loosely, but I would say, look, Ronan Murphy. Like start to the winter to right now, he'll go 100%.
Yeah.
No matter what has happened the previous day or the previous night, even
he could be after playing a match before, and he could have two broken fingers and a knee swollen up, and he's still down there, and he's winning sprints and long runs and everything. He's fantastic. Yeah.
Great. What's the best nickname in the squad?
Noodles,
yeah. That'd be
Noel McCarthy's
brother.
Right. Noodles.
We don't know where it was established, but
does he eat a lot of noodles? Or?
I don't think that's why he was called.
Yeah, we'll just leave it there. He likes
the coconut noodles, yeah.
Like, who's the natural leader? Who could you see going on being a manager in the future?
I think there's a few guys there. I think Ray, you know, to speak for him, well, at least it's next to me, I think he definitely could, you know. And would have the interest in probably doing so, you know. Kieran Fraggy Murphy is without a doubt, you know, like, really intelligent hurling man. Has got the skills for it. Like, without a doubt, he'd be a success doing it.
Who's got the worst taste in music?
I think there's a collection there where I think all these fellas who listen to Bruce Springsteen have, innit?
Well, we're in serious trouble if we bring the boss down here today on Red FM. But there's a motley crew of boss fans right that we probably would like to out.
Yes. Can you imagine any names there?
I wouldn't say Ty Gogg or Ron Murphy or anything like that.
Or Ian Martin,
especially Ian Martin. Yeah.
Who's got the worst dress sense? Who wears the dodgy clothes and stars?
Well, there's two candidates there, really. We have Rob O'Driscoll again on this fortuitous list, but Ray himself has he's got some crazy thoughts. Like, he should act his age a bit more. The skinny jeans, the tight t-shirts, I'm not sure is working for him.
Well, my girlfriend buys all in for me, so that's the problem.
That's your response, Ray, is it?
Yeah.
It's not you. And very finally, who's the best dancer? I know you've had a few nights during the week now. Who's breaking it down the dance floor?
Yeah, there's only one real winner there, and that's Keane McCarthy, you know. Fantastic coordination on the pitch, off it, not so much.
Is he a signature mover?
Oh, I think he's in the 1980s rave nightclub, I'd say, at times. Like, so.
We're not sure what music he's actually listening to when he is dancing, no matter what nightclub he's in.
I think Adele would be on the thing, he's listening to a different tune altogether, I think.
He's playing to his own tune, for sure.